And we always love it when our regular pal is with us on this show, Bernie Kosar. Bernie, we're in Detroit together. In a matter of a couple of days, we'll be heading to Green Bay. So we're kind of looking back and looking ahead at the same time. But let's look back to Friday night, to that opener. And I just want to get some of your big picture impressions from what you saw.
Well, you know, I was finding it interesting. You know, we came out with a win. But sometimes I think people are a little too critical, too harsh on the way that they were analyzing the game. And sometimes I think we tend to look at our mistakes harder than we look at the positives. And I think that's accurate for that past Friday night in Detroit. You know, the typical of, I think, a first preseason game, Vic. You know, there's nice plays, but there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of guys' first game, the rookies. Even the second-year players haven't got as much reps. Well, they got a lot. They got some the other night. And, you know, they made some plays, but typical young guys, their mistakes came with it. And I'm glad to see it kind of happening in a preseason game, that you can kind of get it out of your system and learn from it.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the first place we're going to look, of course, where much of that critical observation is going to be, is at quarterback, at Bernie. And want to start that with you. Brandon Whedon got three series in. The stats don't tell a very positive story for him, obviously, with two turnovers, one near turnover, and the fact that he completed only three of the nine passes he threw. But overall, I know when you analyze him, you can analyze different things that were done even on the negative plays. There's a lot more to it than what meets the eye.
Well, I really caution everybody to not get wrapped up in quarterback ratings and stats in the preseason. It's incredibly misleading. You know, there were some things that Brandon bluntly did real solid. I mean, we all saw the fade throw, the good velocity of his arm. The thing that I liked out of him, and this is not a shot at Schwartz, the rookie right tackle, because consistently this past week, and all the young tackles that were in the draft, Mike Adams, Martin down in Miami, who's the kid from Stanford, all the guys that were kind of picked in that area struggled with their first games. And it's tough for offensive linemen, especially rookie ones, against the NFL pass rush to get their footwork, to get their tempo, to have the strength to hold up on the protection. And the young tackles throughout the league struggled, which in turn made it tough on the quarterback, Brandon Whedon. And even though he had some pressure in his face, I think with time, he'll get a better feel for the pocket. But I've been a little harsh on guys like Blaine Gabbert in Jacksonville for him not really being able to look past the rush, not being able to be comfortable in the pocket. And that's what I saw that I liked in Brandon. His focus stayed down the field, even with things sometimes collapsing in the pocket. And his patience in the pocket was also very good. He made a couple nice throws on the hook to Travis to Muhammad Massaquai, on the fade to Travis Benjamin. And that's on the positive side. On the negative side comes trees and sometimes some things that he'd want back, like on the interception. But with time, I think that stuff is fixable.
Yeah, and Bernie, I think the thing that really stands out to me is how tall he stands in that pocket and how confident he is there. And, you know, this isn't a guy who looked rattled at all on the field. And even after the game, after going through it all, same demeanor. I mean, it sounds like the same guy we've talked to when he arrived in a suit and tie right after the draft. I mean, he's just pretty unflappable.
And I think that was a positive sign. You know, there's a lot of pressure, whether it's football or in life today, to always want to be right or look good with the TV, the internet, the radio, everything around you, and especially for younger kids. And here he is doing a press conference where people are kind of picking on him, and he doesn't get to making excuses. He doesn't sound flustered or agitated. He handled himself after the game as calmly and professionally as he's done this whole time, and I think that was a nice sign to see. They didn't feel like he had to justify things. He didn't feel like he had to make excuses. He didn't feel like he had to come out there and fire back or play offense. He was pretty matter of fact with that, and I think that kind of maturity comes across positively in the locker room and to the organization and to the fans.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Bernie, the injuries are a thing that make all of us cringe in a preseason game. The way they happen in almost rapid-fire succession for the Browns definitely was the kind of thing that can get you feeling a little sick to your stomach, because you'd never want to, and you know, to the degree that you hope that these are all that will be minor. But again, when I describe an injury to somebody else, I hate using that word because it's not minor to that person dealing with it. But long and short of it is, they happen. You try to keep them to a minimum, and now you're turning around and playing a preseason game in short order here on Thursday night in Green Bay. I just wonder how much you balance between keeping guys, you know, healthy and giving them enough playing time, especially with a young team. They've got to get their reps, right, Byrne? I mean, you know, and injuries are you're going to have to risk that.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, you'd like to maybe take it easy and play the conservative route to not get guys hurt. But fortunately, there was a segment in the game where, unfortunately, too many guys were getting hurt. But it is the nature of the game. And actually, if you're not ready to play physical football, you don't get used to it. You actually, I think, when the regular season comes, run the risk of injuries too. So I think it's just part of it. The younger players, I think they definitely need the repetitions and the game-type experience to get themselves feeling comfortable, to get the team feeling comfortable with them, to get the coaches feeling comfortable with them, so that when the regular season comes around, they and the team, the locker and the coaches, all feel comfortable that they can get the plays done and done correctly.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. And you know, you bring up the point about physical play. That was a very physical defense that we saw Friday night in Detroit, as physical probably a defense as this Browns team would face all year long, including the regular season. So I think exposure to that is good. And by and large, and that wide nine approach, by and large, created a real challenge for the Browns offensive line, a challenge, Bernie, that frankly that line had issues with throughout the night, because there was a lot of pressure, pass rush pressure on all the quarterbacks for the Browns.
Yeah, considering there was the first, second, or third teamers, the wide nine, which we've talked a lot about, but also on AstroTurf, but also the first time the guys have really been on that this year, I think it's made the it highlighted the energy, the physicalness, and the speed that was so much more during the game. And I think that made it tougher on the O-line. And again, we weren't the only team that had issues with it. If you watch games from around the league, just about all the young linemen had some issues, and that's to be expected at this time of the year. It's imperative, though, just like we were talking about in the last question, that you get your reps in and you get your work in, so you become accustomed to that. And I really believe that you only get that by game-type atmosphere and game tempo to get those type of reps. And this is, again, at Green Bay this week, it's another opportunity to practice and kind of get yourself another step closer to being able to step foot on the field and make NFL plays in the regular season.
And you know, Bernie, first impressions for folks, as you said, people want to jump off of so many points from the very first thing they see. It's understandable. We get excited. This is a much anticipated thing. We haven't seen any football played by anybody, at least until that Hall of Fame preseason game was played between Arizona and New Orleans. That was the first one since the Super Bowl. So a lot of drought of football, and certainly here in Cleveland to get a chance to see this Browns team play and you know, see what young people can do. But you know, you're hearing people already wanting to put Andrew Luck in the Hall of Fame for his first outing for the Colts yesterday against the Rams. Had a nice check down throw that went 63 yards for a touchdown. Wondered if that check down could have happened with Brandon Whedon and Trent Richardson had Trent been out there. That was the thought that went through my mind. And then you know, throwing another touchdown pass, looking good. RG3 made his debut last Thursday and had a nice game against Buffalo. So, I mean, people are already concluding that, hey, these guys are great and look at what they're doing. And then they, you know, when they see, just as it is with the Browns and everything else, here's what we've got. Travis Benjamin is going to be this. He's going to be dynamic. He's going to, and you want to believe all that, but it is one preseason game.
It's absolutely only one preseason game. And again, actually, the Andrew Luck play actually was a call screen play that obviously was a fantastic call. But those are the things that in preseason, I really caution, even myself and definitely to the fans, you don't want to get too high or too low. On the good stuff, you don't want to get too excited. On the bad stuff, you don't want to get too disappointed. And like life, the answer tends to be in the middle. Yep. And these things tend to even out. It's still, it was the second week in August, basically the first week of preseason games. It's so much is going to happen in terms of before the first regular season game that you really need to, especially as players, temper your enthusiasm and don't get too discouraged on your disappointments on certain plays. And just keep working at it, because the more you get experience and the harder you work objectively at yourself and getting better, the better it tends to get.
Bernie, great perspective, great stuff, and look forward to being with you in Green Bay when we go there on Thursday.
See you Thursday night.
All right. He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us as he always does right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.